Camera, action, director's cut, commentary. Whoa. What?
Sorry, I just realized I was setting up my printer.
Oh, shit, sorry.
No, that's all right.
We can stop it.
No, we're good.
We can stop it.
No, keep going.
Okay, because I was going to leave this in if we said go. So go. This is going to be the wrap-up for 2016. In case you... Because One comes out a month. And you're like, what could have happened? Like, even now, as we're looking over the movies we saw this year, we go, that was this year? Yeah. Holy shit, a lot has happened, guys.
Yeah. How many did I say? I watched 110 movies this year.
I watched 112. No, what is 3 plus? What is 111?
It's 121 minus 3.
That's 118.
Yeah, I watched 118.
Like I said, I compiled a list. I can actually show you, Jason. This is kind of what I did. I compiled a list of the scariest movies of all time. I went to, like, Google, and I typed scariest movies of all time whenever I did it, and I clicked on every single one, and then I typed it up in an Excel file, and every time it got repeated, I added a number to it right here. And then, of course, the ones that were green, I had seen already and had mentioned on the podcast, like Psycho or Exorcist, Blair Witch Project, Babadook, stuff like that. And then I was like, whoa, this is 100 and some movies. That's way too many. So then I also canceled out the ones I've seen in previous. That brought me down to like 40-some. And I was like, there's some I really do want to see again, like The Brood or, you know, I don't remember what else I watched. Like, I'm like, I know I've seen these before, but I Devil's Backbone, like, I don't remember what happened. Because it was like, I watched it like 15 years ago when it came out. So yeah, That's how big of a mess my brain was when I was trying to compile this list. And then you watched...
I watched a bunch of box sets that... Well, it was funny because I had a stack of box sets that I'm like, I'm going to watch these this year.
Yeah.
And then it changed because that one store closed.
Yeah.
So I ended up buying box sets there. And I'm like, I want to watch this instead. So my list changed completely from the beginning of the year to this year. But... I ended up watching, what did I say, 12 box sets? That's quite a bit, considering some of these box sets have 10 movies.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I will say this, that as I was writing these, I was watching a bunch of different horror collections, and I didn't keep track on which movies were in each box set, so I just compiled... I did the box sets of the ones I knew, and then just compiled the rest into one chunk because there were the box sets I ended up selling anyway, cause they were crap,
yeah.
Or giving away to Tony.
Now, here is the issue that I had, like I mentioned before. I had 60 movies written down, which, I mean, like before, like the 52 best and 52 worst, that's one a week, that's fine, easy, and then you can watch whatever you want. So I said 60, I'm like, cool. But then what happens to me every year, every month, because I'm always thinking, I wonder if my brother wants to watch this movie. Well, if he does, I better watch it in the first half of the movie so he has the second half of the month to watch the movie. And then I'm like, or I'll just be like, I don't feel like watching this one right now. So then if I sit down to watch a movie, I'm like, I don't feel like watching this because I have to read it. I'll go, I think it's time to watch a different movie. So then I push them off and I push them off. And then it turns out the burned copy of the Japanese horror movie that I had, when I popped it in, it didn't work. And then it was Christmas and New Year's, and everything was happening. And I never had a chance to watch it. So I didn't finish it because I fucking am shitty at trying to keep track of, like, just searching for movies and finding them. Like, I had that one all year, and I waited till the last goddamn week, and then it didn't work. God damn it, why did I watch it?
See, okay, so mine were all here. Like, all the movies I watched were ones I owned.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, if I borrow them from somebody, I feel I'm more rushed, and I'll, like, watch them instead of... Like I said, I have a couple box sets that I was supposed to watch this year, and I didn't watch. I watched other box sets instead.
Yeah.
But I can do that, because they're mine.
Yeah.
But if I was borrowing it from the library or a friend, I'd be more likely to, like, stick to it, because I have them.
Oh, no, I feel bad, because I still have two of Jake's movies.
Yeah.
Because one of them I had to watch for my list.
Yeah.
And I had to watch one for my list, and the other one had, like, a spiritual sequel to one I was also on my list. So I'm like, I'm going to find the time to watch this. I'm like, well, if I'm going to watch a movie, I better watch one that's on my list first instead of watching fun ones or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's still sitting up there for, like, half a year because I still haven't watched Infernal yet.
Yeah. So that's why I don't know if we're talking about next year already.
No. Sorry. No. I was just saying, like, one thing that kind of bothered me, like, I watched... I'm fine with the old different genres and stuff, but I've searched for the scariest movies. So there's, like, some sci-fi, there's, you know, stuff like that. But there weren't that many that scared me. So I don't know if it's just me as a broken person, or, like, have I, like, I don't know, like, some of these, they're supposed to be scary. And even, like, some of the more recent ones, I was like, these aren't really that scary. There was really good movies on these lists. But I didn't get creeped out, which upset me a little bit. Because I'm like, if these are the scariest movies to ever exist, I mean, I'm sure there are some that didn't make the list.
Right.
Or there are, like, different lists that I didn't look at. Because I'm sure there's some movies that are more terrifying, but I want to find those, too. Because, like, oh, God, the printer's moving.
I got my printer to work.
I was talking about ghosts, and they get scared. Like, I really want to find the scarier movies now, which upsets me. Because, like, if these are, this is the top brass stuff, I'm like, I need more.
Yeah. I don't know how to respond to that. I didn't watch all of these. You did.
Yeah.
But then again, what people find scary are dumb sometimes, so.
Yeah. I mean, I was intrigued. And also some horror movies, like, when I did the list, it was 2015. Because, I mean, I had to get ready for 2016, so hopefully there's better ones out there. But also, to try to get a lot of really good horror movies, you have to kind of go overseas because American horror movies aren't all that great. And the ones that are don't get the recognition they deserve. And vice versa. The ones that get a lot of good recognition aren't always the best. At least in my eyes.
Yeah.
So, do you kind of want to go over what we rated them?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to do this, if I want to do, like, the whole box set.
Well, I mean, I was going to do it, like, the ratings of the...
The movies.
The movies just in general, but yeah. I didn't have box sets, so...
Yeah, well, I'll figure it out once we get through this list, see how long this takes.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to go through each one. We're starting with the worst ones first,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So my lowest was a 3.5.
All right.
Was that you?
No, the lowest I have is a 4.
The 3.5, I had White Zombie, which was in one of my box sets.
Just the one?
Just the one. All right. And I got a couple fours.
All right. At 4.0, I gave it to Scary Movie and Cannibal Holocaust.
I gave it to Blackbeard.
Oh, yeah.
Car Wash, Gothic, and Werewolf in a Girl's Dormitory.
Yes.
Which are all in box sets I watched. Anything? Some of these are going to be not from box sets, but I'm still going to rate them. But the worst ones are going to be...
Anything at 4?
I have 4.5.
Are you doing all the movies, or just...
Yeah, because I didn't separate them.
Oh, I didn't do all the movies. I was just doing my movies on my list.
Yeah. I didn't separate mine like that, so...
All right.
That would be a lot more work to do.
Do you want me to say my shitty movies, too?
Yeah, you can, if you're in order.
Then I'll say 2.5. Two and a half. I gave it to The Yellow Wallpaper and Beneath the Darkness. 3, I gave to Campfire Stories. All right, 4.5?
Yeah.
All right.
So 4.5, I gave to Chamber of Horrors, Horror of Spider Island, Merlin's Apprentice, Poseidon Adventure, Wes Craven's They, and Which Way Is Up?
Yeah, I'm just going to stick to my normal scary movie list, because I don't want to confuse people. So yeah, scary movie list, all I had was so far was Scary Movie and Cannibal Holocaust. All right, sorry. At 5.
Oh, you didn't have any 4.5?
No, I went from 4 to 5.5.
Okay, so at 5, you have 5s?
Nope.
For 5, I had Carnival of Souls, Curse of King Tut's Tomb, Human Centipede, It Came from Outer Space, The Night She Rose from the Tomb... The Pact 2, Runaway Daughters, Satan's School for Girls, Silent Night, Bloody Night, and Terror Creatures from the Grave.
I like how I'm seeing some of the movies you said. I gave them a little bit higher.
Yeah.
5.5. The People Under the Stairs, Human Centipede, and Funny Games.
For 5.5, I have Ape Man, Bloody Pit of Horror, Blue in the Face, The Devil's Nightmare, Evil Dead, Get Bruce, Hot Tub Time Machine 2, House on the Edge of the Park, The Invisible Ghost, Last Man on Earth, Nosferatu, One Hell of a Guy, Pee-wee's Big Holiday, Sisters of Death.
This is a weird hodgepodge.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what kind of order they're putting them in. They're all just 5.0s, so...
Alphabetic order? Nope.
Yeah, they are.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wasn't Pee-wee's... Whatever.
Pee-wee came after One Hell of a Guy. And then
oh, Pee with a... Why do you think Pee-wee started with a B?
I don't know.
Pee-wee.
Big Top Pee-wee is probably what you're thinking of. It's a different movie.
Yeah. 6.0. Silent Night, Bloody Night. Nosferatu. When a Stranger Calls. Cat People. The correct one this time. Fire in the Sky. Event Horizon. Ichi the Killer.
I don't even know if people like this. So we're just.
I don't know either.
But for 6, I have Army of Darkness, The Comedian, Don't Look in the Basement, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Evil Dead 2, Galaxy Quest, His and Hers, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, House on Haunted Hill, Human Monster, Poltergeist, the original, San Andreas, Tall Guy, and The Vampire's Niece.
See, I'm like, the funny thing for me is like, holy shit, that was all this year.
I know.
Fucking the goddamn San Andreas. That was like this summer. It feels like 2 years ago.
No, I bought it at Black Friday last year.
Oh.
That's the one with The Rock.
Okay. Maybe I think it's something else.
I don't know. But that, I mean, it was only a year old, that movie.
6.5. American Mary, The Omen, Evil Dead 2, Satan's Little Helper, It, Phantasm, The Repulsion, Phenomena, Deliverance, Bride of Frankenstein, The Birds, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, and Wolf Creek.
For 6.5, I had Before I Go to Sleep, The Big White, Committed, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
I'm pretty sure like some of these you didn't say.
The Martian, The Omen, The Pact, Repulsion, and Wolf Creek. I have totally reviewed
the
all
white,
these.
The White what?
The Big White? That's the one with Robin Williams where he finds a dead body in the dumpster.
Oh, yeah.
You have to watch it.
It's the one before one. That, too.
Before I Go to Sleep, that was in Nicole Kidman where she didn't remember stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I talked about
this. Wow.
These. It was so long ago, but it was
7.0.
Actually, that Before I Go to Sleep was in June.
Jesus,
so it wasn't
Christ.
That long ago.
Still, 7.0. Yes. Stakeland, Sisters, not the Amy Poehler, Tina Fey one. Dead of Night. There we go. It Came from Outer Space. Who Can Kill a Child? And Halloween.
What was this, 7?
7, yes.
The Changeling. Deliverance, The Devil Bat, Freaks, Get Hard, Going Clear. This list sounds ridiculous, and I'm just reading them.
Get Hard, Going Clear.
The Gorilla, Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Halloween 4, Return of Michael Myers, and Halloween 5, Revenge of Michael Myers, Honey, I Blew Up the Kid, Man with Two Brains, The People Under the Stairs, Sisters from 1973,
oh,
Someone good. Mary Berry, and The Vanishing.
See, what I did was I put them in order by the rating, and then the next thing I ordered it by was when I watched them.
See,
so
I did mine by year because this is my full list.
Yeah.
And then I did it by number.
So. Yeah, so when I go through like the very first number.
I probably should have done it by month then, but
whatever. Well, it doesn't matter. Whatever. 7.5.
Do you have any?
Yes. Reanimator. The Crazies. City of the Living Dead.
Yeah, the Crazies.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Evil Dead. Freaks. That one probably scared me the most. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. The Vanishing. That one terrified me. Frankenstein. Audition.
Batman versus Superman. Blair Witch. Brewster's Millions. Bustin' Loose. The Crazies. Deadpool. Dragnet. The Final Girls. The Haunting. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The Money Pit. My Blue Heaven. The Night Before. Otis. The Thing. Trainwreck. The Witch. The Vitch, whatever you want to say. And What We Do in the Shadows. Oh my god, I forgot about that one.
Yeah. 8.0. The Pact. Maniac. Oh my god, that movie. The Innocents.
That was so good.
The Innocents. The Beyond. The Haunting. The Fly. The Changeling. Rosemary's Baby. Salem's Lot. In the Mouth of Madness.
The Fly. Halloween 2 from 2009. Holidays from 2016. House of Wax. Keanu. Maniac. Phantasm. The Revenant. Room. Salem's Lot. The Station Agent. Suicide Squad. And Wish I Was Here.
8.5. Poltergeist, the one from the original 1980-something. The Thing. The John Carpenter's The Thing from 1970-something. The Brood. Suspiria. Let the Right One In. Devil's Backbone. Mulholland Drive.
About Time. Ant-Man. The Burbs. Captain America Civil War. Ghostbusters from 2016. Sisters from 2015. Spotlight.
Oh.
That's it for 8.5.
9.0. The Orphanage.
10 Cloverfield Lane. Gremlins. And Rosemary's Baby.
And that's all I got.
That's the highest I have.
So, over the year, the scary movies that I watched, I gave it an average of 7.0.
Okay. I will break mine down. What was this? The Fantasy Adventure Collection set?
Was that the made-for-TV movie ones?
Made-for-TV movie collection.
With Blackbeard and Poseidon and stuff?
Yeah, averaged, there's four movies in there, and averaged 4.5. Horror Classics, which was one of the box sets I actually remembered that had the Carnival of Souls and stuff. That one was a 4.6. Evil Places, which is another horror box set. There's four in there at 5.5. The rest of the horror collections, I don't remember how they broke up. So there was 10 of those, and those were about 5 was the average. A Richard Pryor collection was four movies, and that was about 5.88. The Ted movie pack, which was all like Miramax movies.
Oh, yeah, with the tall man and the...
Yeah, there's 10 in there. And that averaged about a 6. The Bela Lugosi horror collection, which had a bunch of fun ones in it.
Like Death of the Invisible Ghost.
Yeah, that averaged a 6.2 with 5 movies.
Whoops.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which is the 3 movies, 6.8. The Halloween movies averaged about a 7, because I gave 7 to all of them. Turner Classic Movie Collection, which had 4 movies in it. Those are like the good ones. Where is it?
What?
It had Freaks and Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde and stuff. That one averaged about a 7.1. The Steve Martin double feature was a 7.25 with 2 movies. And the Tom Hanks collection is the best box set I watched this month or year, I mean, which had 3 movies averaging 7.8.
So like I said,
The best movie I watched this entire year, yeah, it was probably 10 Cloverfield Lane. And the worst one was White Zombie.
As for my lists, I watched, like I said, 59 instead of 60 because I didn't see A Tale of Two Sisters. Maybe I'll watch it next year. But I watched 59 movies, but 52 of them, not 52 of those, but 52 off movies off my list, which the worst one was goddamn Yellow Wallpaper and Beneath the Darkness, and the best one was Gremlins and Captain America Civil War, which is 9.5s. So the best, the movie list, though, even though the non-list movies I watched had a greater, like, 2.5 to 9.5, as opposed to 4 to 9, it's still the average of the non-movie, the non-scary movie list was only 6.6. So I still watch better movies on the horror list than for average-wise. But on to bigger and better things.
2017.
Maybe.
Right?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yep. That's this one. That's this year now. So the first year I watched the 52 best movies of all time. The next year I watched the 52 worst movies of all time. This past movie I watched the 59 scariest movies of all time. I think this is going to be my cheat year.
Your cheat year.
My cheat year.
Which feels like me for the last couple of years.
Since finding those movies, because majority of the time I'd have, like, I would own maybe 5 to 10 of them. And then I'd go to the library and check out a few. Borrow some movies from Jason. Borrow some movies from friends. From the library. Or find copies online that I would have to buy or rent or whatever. So, it would actually take a little bit out of, like you said, if I borrowed it from somebody, I feel like I had to watch it. So sometimes being in the mood to watch a movie and then you watch it and you go, all right, I don't feel like watching this, but I'll watch it now because I should. And then you're like, I wasn't in the mood for that and it wasn't good. I hated it. This will kind of hopefully alleviate that. What I'm going to do is I'm not going to have a theme for next year, but since it was 52, 52, and 59, and then I would watch almost that many not on the list, I'm going to say I'm going to watch 100 movies next year, which people are like, oh, that's a lot. And some people go, oh, that's not a lot. Fuck you. It's what I'm doing because that's what it's averaging out to be so far. That way I can at least weed through a bunch of the DVDs that I have that I haven't been watching because I've been trying to watch movies that are coming out in current and the movies on my list. So I'm going to finally get to watching some of those movies that I got from, like, Christmas or Black Fridays from years ago that I haven't even opened yet. So I'm gonna watch 100 movies just in general, and that way I won't feel as bad about not watching my movies when I'm borrowing 18 from someone else, you know?
And I compiled the list of movies that I should have seen already. Like, movies that everyone in the world has probably seen but me. So I compiled a list of 24 movies, so I'm going to do 2 a month, and then I'll watch. This way I'm not, like, pressured into watching stuff I don't feel like watching, but I'll get through the list easier. Because I watch a lot of TV shows, and then I'm like, oh, I should have watched a movie instead. But this way, if I go through two a month, I feel like I'm accomplishing it.
Yeah, so where I'm like, if I get through 2 a week, which I've already watched 2 this week.
I haven't watched any movies yet.
Uh-oh. I'm on schedule.
Well, we're recording this week into...
It's only Thursday.
But it's technically the week.
It's only the 5th, man.
Yeah. Well... yeah, so there's, like, a lot of movies on here that people will probably, who listen to the podcast, go, you haven't seen that? So.
I guess it looks again. I'm not going to read them out
loud.
I went through,
and these are ones that are very, referenced a lot in pop culture, and people assume I've seen them. So there's movies like that. Which I feel bad because, like, one of them, I'm going to mention one of them because I'm going to watch this one for sure. Jumanji's on this list, and there's a new one coming out.
Yeah.
So,
There's 2 movies on this list.
But I've never saw the original Jumanji, so.
In the past 3 years, there's 2 movies on this list that I reviewed.
Nice. Yeah, I have a couple I bought just because this way I forced myself to watch.
And they're both from the first year.
Nice. They're on the list of best movies of all times.
Yep. Well, that's, there you go. I was going to make, what I was going to do, I had two different ideas for what I was going to do next year. Actually, three ideas. But they were going to fucking, they're going to fuck me up, I think. Because one, I wanted to watch 52 foreign movies. And that would just kill me, I think, if I had to, like, set time off to the side to watch movies I had to read. And then I also compiled a list of the saddest movies of all time. Because I wasn't scared by scary movies. So I was like, maybe this emotion will affect my robot body. And I was like, nah, let's watch these movies first. And then I was also going to find, I had a book of 100 horror movies you should see before you die. I was going to take the movies out of there that I haven't seen and watch those. But who knows? With it being this free and loose, loosey-goosey.
All I can say is that the movies on my list that, like I said, everyone has seen, if Scott hasn't seen them, I'm hoping he ends up watching them if he hasn't seen them.
I think I've seen at least half of those.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I own five at least, and then I've seen... Yeah, because some of those I do want to see, because I'm like, who's never heard of Teenage Mutant?
That's not on there.
I know. I'm just throwing a softball. Throwing a softball. Curveball.
Well, I already mentioned Jumanji's on here, and I want to see
it. I want to see this movie, even though the only thing I know about it is the fucking spoiler.
Yeah. I picked that one up at the store that was closing, because it forced me to watch it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm looking forward to watching these movies and seeing if they're as good as people make them seem.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if they're, I don't want to say cult classics because they're pretty popular. They're popular for a reason. They have to be good, right? Yeah. This can't be popular because they're shitty movies.
I was about to say, how come this movie's not on there? And then I go, oh, because you've seen it already.
Yeah.
I was like, why wouldn't Dirty Dancing be on there?
Because I've seen it.
Although I do kind of want to watch that again now that I'm an adult. That I know, and I understand that she had an abortion.
Yeah.
So watermelon? I don't know. Because back then it was like, what? Everyone loves Patrick Stewart. What's his name?
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. Like, why are they getting all mad about it? He's Patrick Swayze. And they go, oh, yeah, because it's the rich elite club, blah, 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 blah. I didn't understand economics as a kid. Speaking of.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I have nothing else. I'm done.
I was like, speaking of economics. Supply and demand. I don't know. I actually don't know what that segue was going to be.
I never know what your segue was going to be.
I was just going to wrap it up and be like, 2016 was done. On to 2017. Get ready for more month of movies as they come out.
This will be the fourth year of month of movies. Wow. Yeah. I did not think it would last that long.
I know. I thought I would have given up by now.
Well, let's end it then. All right. Just kidding.
That's a wrap. Click, click, clackety clack. Do 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 do